Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit, or about to have a great visit, I should say. Hasn't quite started yet. I'm getting ahead of myself. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, is a great guy, one of the smartest guys I know. He's a director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and even if he weren't such a cool guy, I'd get him back on the show because I love his name, Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back, and I'm sitting here in Washington right across the street from the White House here at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Wave at the president for us there.
Oh, I sure will. He wants to know where you are.
Yeah. Well, tell him I'll be up in a little bit. We get together and play Rook every once in a while, and so or Canasta, depending on what he's in the mood for. But anyway, it's good to have you back on the show, Giovanni. And yeah, I've been to your offices, and it's just literally a stone's throw, and no pun intended there. It's just a short walk from the White House, just across the lawn there, isn't it?
It sure is. And, here, generally December's a slow month for us up here, but unfortunately Congress has decided not to finish up in October like they'd promised. So the House is coming back this week, and we have the Senate coming back next week trying to wrap up some of the unfinished work. But other than that, things have been great.
You know, Giovanni, I have two things to say about what you just said about them coming back to work. Number one, I always feel safer when they're back home. When Congress has gone back home, I always feel safer when they've disbanded. But also, the more they work over like this, it makes me worry that they're going to come up with the idea of charging us overtime.
Let's hope not.
What do you think?
We don't get paid any more when they come back, but I agree with you. I think that's where Congress really learns a lot. And small businesses really have to get into the mindset that when they are back home, they should invite them to their businesses and mm-hmm. really explain to them some of the problems they're having, because, quite frankly, a lot of them really don't know what's happening in the real world.
Most of them have never made a payroll, have they?
Well, they haven't, and that's sad, but we really have to educate them. And small business is really where it's at. I mean, we have a great economy. You look at things just recently, GDP is great. The economy's really hopping, and it's the small business owners that have done that, and it's great policies that have put that in place.
Well, give us an example of some of those policies that you think has helped small business owners in the last few years.
Well, two. One is the tax policies. If there's one great roaring success of this administration, it's been great tax policy. When you have Section 179, which is small business expensing at $100,000, where you can go out and invest money and redeem that immediately that year in new equipment and different things, that's terrific. And in fact, when they come back, they're addressing extending those small business expensing through the budget reconciliation process another couple years. Right now, it expires the end of 2007. We want to keep that permanent.
That's a great
policy.
Well, Giovanni, some people might say, I know that you probably know people who say and who write about these issues and who say that those tax cuts have hurt us in the long run because of the deficits that we have. But what I say to that, Giovanni, is number one, we don't have a revenue problem in the United States government. We have a spending problem in the United States government. And that's one thing. Number two, you and I remember four or so years ago, when just about all the states were singing the blues because they didn't have any, they were out of money. I mean, they were, in fact, there was one or two states that was teetering on bankruptcy. And now the states are flush with cash, and it's because of the economy. And those states have their own budgets. And so if the states are doing well based on the activity of the marketplace, but the federal government isn't, that's not a revenue problem, that's a spending problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The tax policies that were put in place correctly right at the bottom of the recession back in 2000 were done effectively. They're worthwhile. When you have an economy that's chugging along like this economy is, creating 200,000 jobs this past month in wake of the disasters we have, you have great. It's terrific, and obviously small businesses are leading the way, and that's where it should be.
Did you see that they've ratcheted up the third quarter growth to 4.3% now with all the hurricanes? Quarter still went at 4.3. Isn't that something?
That's tremendous, and we do have to be cognizant of deficits. Greenspan's articulated that last week, but it's not the tax policy that's the problem. It's the spending policy.
What's the policy that you guys are working on right now for small business that's got your attention, Giovanni?
Oh, gosh, a lot. Certainly the taxes are one thing that we have yet to resolve this year. Another issue that's bubbling out there that you're going to see come to the forefront, and the president articulated that, is immigration reform. We have 10 to $11 million, million workers in this country here illegally, and we have to address that. We just can't. The policy can't be send them all back to where they came from. We really have to have a balanced policy, maybe some sort of a guest worker policy.
What's happening is it's really a sticky wicket, isn't it, Giovanni? Because these people are filling a need. They're doing work that needs to be done, but they're not paying taxes, but yet they're taking services, aren't they?
Yeah, and there is legislation, several bills in Congress to address that. It's something that you will see probably addressed early next year. It's an area that is one that will affect small business.
Well, what does the chamber think we should do about it?
Well, there should be a balanced approach. We can't be totally on the side of enforcement or totally on the side of amnesty. It has to be a balanced approach. And there's a bill out there, McCain-Kennedy, two unlikely bedfellows, but
right.
They've been here at the chamber. They've articulated a bill that we support. Now, I don't have the bill number on it, but it's known as the McCain-Kennedy bill, and it does have a balanced approach between enforcement and it's not amnesty. It's a guest worker type of program, which provides.
How different is it from the president's program?
It really embodies a lot of the aspects of the president's program, which is something that we need to do.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back with Giovanni Cortolo, I'm going to explain to him something I think he'll understand, why I, for the first time, really, have gotten kind of riled up at Walmart. And I think you'll see what he has to say about that as well. Giovanni Cortolo is the director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. 20 after. Stay with us. There's too much confusion. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Giovanni, give us your website, please.
It's www.uschamber.com.
And Giovanni is the guy who goes best two falls out of three with policymakers there in Washington, D.C. on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen, ours and mine and yours and the chamber that you belong to. And you guys, I know, Giovanni, you guys work very closely with local chambers across the country.
We do. We have a federation of state and local chambers, 3,000. We have direct membership. Small businesses have to be involved in policy making. They have to be involved in their representatives. One person can make a difference, but many people can make a big difference. And when things are good, sometimes small businesses tend to drop off their activities, but you really have to be involved.
Well, what I tell people is, if you're not involved in the small business public policy to let your representatives know that you're interested in what you're interested in and how you think that they should behave, they should conduct themselves on small business issues, then you're going to wind up with whatever they want to give you, because they can assume that you don't care.
Absolutely.
If you don't talk to them, they can assume that you don't care, and you're going to wind up with whatever they want to give you. And I know that that's what you're trying your best, Giovanni, and you and a number of other folks up there in Washington on small businesses' behalf to try to make sure that we get quality public policy issues that affect small business and not just whatever they want to give us. And I appreciate that, and I thank you for the work that you do. Giovanni, back to some other things that are going on, some other public policy issues. Walmart is an interesting American story, isn't it? And a lot of people, a lot of small business owners don't like Walmart, and a lot of communities are trying to keep Walmart out. And so what surprises people, Giovanni, is whenever I speak to audiences, one of the things I talk about sometimes is that small businesses should thank Walmart. And up to now, I've been saying that because what I said was that Walmart keeps the people who only want to buy on price out of your business. Small businesses don't need to be dealing with people who only want to buy on price. If that's all they're looking for, they're not your prospects. So thank Walmart for taking them out. But Giovanni, they've done something recently that has got me over on the other side of the camp with these guys. And tell us what that is.
Well, I believe you're referring to the. I think they called for the increase of minimum wage.
That's it.
And, well, of course, the U.S. Chamber is against, deadly against, increasing minimum wage. It's certainly setting prices or wages, actually, where they shouldn't be, and sometimes artificially. Regardless of whether you pay minimum wage or not, and most businesses are not paying minimum wage, it's a government intrusion into your business, and it really shouldn't be a good public policy to raise minimum wage.
Well, if Walmart wants to buy and sell and do business straight up the way they're doing, you know what? I can compete with them straight up. I don't have a problem with that. But when they try to affect public policy to raise minimum wage, when we know that their average wage is above minimum wage and that a lot of small businesses that compete against them may have some minimum wage employees, although, as you and I both know, most of them are not, that's a direct shot at their small business competitors through their political influence, by bringing all their influence and all their money to bear. That's a direct shot at small business owners, Giovanni, and I'll tell you what, I take that personally.
Well, the one thing you can be guaranteed, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is going to strongly oppose, and using our 3 million businesses that are our members, we do strongly oppose increasing minimum wage. It is something that's really against the grain of small businesses. Small business, the theory is you want to provide opportunity. You don't want to provide mandates or, you know, it's something against the grain of small business. I know small business owners that have hired people at minimum wage, and 2-3 years later, 10 years later, they're managers. They're, mm-hmm. you know, it restricts opportunity to increase that bar to hire people, and that's the way we feel about it.
Well, and the thing is that when small businesses are against raising minimum wage, it's not that we don't want to pay people. That we want to pay people just minimum wage. It's just that we don't think the government should tell us what to pay our people.
Oh, absolutely.
It gets into the management of our business, and it's none of the government's business how we manage our business.
No, it is not. And I think it's about opportunity. When you increase the minimum wage, number one, it's as you said, government interfering with your business. But one, it does restrict opportunity. It creates less jobs, and that's not what America is all about.
Well, the other thing, Giovanni, we're approaching full employment in America. I mean, look at the immigration issue. That's one of the reasons why the illegal immigrants have been so successful is because we don't have enough people to work. And when you have that scenario, that puts upward pressure in a natural way on wages, doesn't it?
It sure does. Opportunity is what people look for, and that's why people have come to they're fighting to get into this country.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Giovanni, give us the website one more time, please.
www.uschamber.com.
You got a great small business section there, right there on the homepage too, don't you?
Oh, we sure do.
One of the prominent links there on the homepage, folks. smallbusiness@uschamber.com. Hey, thanks, Giovanni, for being here, and thank you for all that you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you for what you do.
And we'll see you next time, Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. quick break, right back with our good friend Stephen Little, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
That I found a way to make you say that you love me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.